Welcome to the first stage of the Urban Safari, organized in cooperation between the Rugby Club Mentun Web Ellis, the City of Mentun, and the Tourist Office. You will have to find 9 panels in the heart of the city, but be careful. Indeed, thanks to the information gathered during the Urban Safari, you will be able to find the final enigma. The possible common source of the spread of ball games throughout the old Roman Empire, including Italy, France, and Britain, is a ball game called Sphaeromachia, an episkyros played by the ancient Greeks and harpastum played by the Romans. In Europe, it is Italy where the oldest documented form of football, Calcio Fiorentino, was identified in 1491. The expansion of a game called La Sole during the Middle Ages in France, in Normandy, Picardy, Poitou and Brittany, is well documented. One of Rabelais' heroes, Gargantua, is described as a swimmer, fencer and a player of Sole. In the British Isles, the earliest mention of ball games is in royal edicts. The first to ban football for distracting youth from the practice of archery was King Edward II in 1314. Football was banned again by Edward III, Richard II, Henry IV, Henry VIII and Elizabeth I. Ball games in the British Isles had different names and rules: hurling, camp ball, football, cade, etc. They all had in common the ball, small or large, round or oblong, made of a pig's bladder, wood, or a textile material, and the desire to kick it, or seize and carry it through a fixed point, called the goal. A local rugby man, Lawrence Sheriff, founded rugby school in 1567. It is thought that football at rugby school, the forefather of rugby, may have evolved from a football game played in the town in the 18th century. The first written mention of football at rugby school dates from the late 18th century in the memoirs of a former pupil while at the school. They were first published in the then school magazine, The Rugby Magazine, in 1835. A committee of old rugbyans, former pupils H.F. Wilson, H.H. Child, A.G. Guillemard and H.L. Stephen, was appointed in 1895 to investigate the circumstances of the way the game of rugby got its distinctive feature of running with the ball. They reached the following conclusions. A. In 1820 the game played at rugby school had more features resembling soccer than rugby. B. The innovation of running with the ball was introduced sometime between 1820 and 1830. C. The author of the innovation was probably Mr. William Webb Ellis, whose unfair practices were the subject of general remark.